In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I'm looking at Romans 14, 13. "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." I just spoke about hope, that hope does not fail because the love of God has been put into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And if things are really bad, I'm going to tell you things are going to get better, because the devil knows that God's got something great for you, and he's making you feel hopeless, and he's making you feel that things aren't going to work out. And I'm telling you, our hope is in the risen Savior, and things are going to work out. All things work together for the good to those who love God. I'm continuing. "And I myself," St. Paul said, "am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another." He's talking to the community, and he's saying, you know, I've taught you, and you're able to help each other, to admonish one another, to encourage one another. "Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost." What does that mean? That the priestly ministry of the gospel might be sanctified by the Holy Ghost. The ministry of the Word of God is the priestly ministry. That's what it says. That is what it says, the offering up. And the real translation is the priestly ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Most priests don't know that the priestly ministry of preaching the Word of God is the priestly ministry. It is the priestly ministry. I'm also telling people that are baptized and believe, to preach the Word of God is the priestly ministry, sanctified by the Holy Ghost. It is the priestly ministry to bring people to faith, to bring people to the cross. It is the priestly ministry. It is not Protestant. It is what was given to the church from the beginning. "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." How do you make disciples? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The priestly ministry of preaching the Word of God in season and out of season. And with the Word of God comes the power of God. Isn't that wonderful? Most people say, you know, the power of God and all this healing stuff stopped with the last apostle. Well, find that in the Bible. Please find that in the Bible. You find that in the Bible, and then I'll say you're right. That's what most people say, that the power of God, the healing gifts of the Spirit, stopped with the last apostle. Well, I wish you would try to find that in the Bible. What I can find in the Bible is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, he's the same with me, as well as he is the same with St. Paul. And it depends upon our faith. Our faith to preach the Word of God and to do the works of power by the sanctifying glory of the Holy Spirit. Listen to this now. I received yesterday from Debbie that we were in Syracuse, and I called out pancreatic cancer was being healed. And someone called yesterday to tell us that pancreatic cancer was healed. That is the worst kind of cancer that anyone can have. Not that any cancer is good, but pancreatic cancer is the worst. And the Lord healed pancreatic cancer in Syracuse. Isn't that amazing? That is the power of God. That is the power of God. No, I just heard those words last night. And the only thing I could say is, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. That's all I can say. Because I know I have nothing to do with it. Other than being a catalyst, other than telling people, this is what God's doing now, because this is what I hear him say. He says, I'm healing pancreatic cancer right now. I said it. I'll say it again. He's healing pancreatic cancer right now. And you know what? The word of God doesn't return void. It is the word of God. It is the priestly ministry of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. I'm telling you, people don't know what they have in the Bible. They don't know the great unction there is in the word of God. They don't know the power of God. You know, they don't know the power of God. This great power of God is hooked up to the cross and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I have no power of my own. The apostle writes, when I'm most weak, then I'm most strong. And you know what? I can verify that one. I can verify that one. I'm not a very strong and mighty man, you know? But I do know that when I am most weak, I am most strong, because I have to depend upon Jesus Christ. I don't know who you depend upon when you're weak. You might go off after drugs. Well, you know what? You might go after an extramarital relationship, yeah. You might go after a homosexual relationship. God's calling you from those things right now. He's calling you from those things right now. You cannot serve God and serve the devil at the same time. Believe me, you either have to make a decision. It's either Jesus Christ or Satan. Make the decision, okay? Because you're aiming either toward heaven or hell. And this is just the way it is. This is just the way it is. You say, but I love her. Yeah, well, you can love her all you want. You're married. You don't have the right to love her. You understand me? You're married. You don't have the right to love her. You committed yourself in the presence of God to that woman at home. You have children. How dare you fall in love with somebody else and then plug into it? Oh, yeah, I can see someone falling in love. But plugging into it, how dare you? It's time to repent. It's time to give up that sin. It's time to give your life to Jesus again. That's what it's time to do. You can't play around with God, okay? And then you say you're born again. Give me a break. Yeah, you've been born again in hell. You know, you can't do that. You must repent. You've backslidden. You're like a dog that goes after his own vomit. That's what the apostle says. I don't say that. A dog that goes after his own vomit. But there's hope. Hope does not fail, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We can always come back, but we must repent. There is no giving ourselves to Jesus without repentance. Hope does not fail, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That's right. This priestly ministry of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles was sanctified by the Holy Spirit when St. Paul preached. I have therefore, I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. In other words, I'm going to boast about what God and what Jesus Christ has done in me to make the Gentiles obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I'm going to boast about. I'm going to boast about what I see God doing. And that's what I do too, you know. I boast about that the woman was healed of, or I don't even know if it was a man or a woman, pancreatic cancer. You know, I boast that Jesus did that. I boast that Jesus did that, you know. That's what I'm going to boast in. Not that I did it. I can't do that. I've got a backache. It's still there. I've had, how many people have prayed for my back? It's still there. Now, I don't understand it. I don't understand it, but that's just the way it is. Okay, I don't like it, but that's the way it is right now. But I know God is a healer. And I know Jesus heals. And I know there's power in the power of the Word, power in the Holy Ghost. I know that the preaching of the gospel is the priestly ministry. I might not have a priestly ministry like St. Paul, but I have a priestly ministry to preach not only to the Gentiles, but to the Jews too, because I have many Jewish people listening to me now, many Jewish people, that Jesus is the Messiah. He's the Messiah of Isaiah 53. He's the Messiah of Isaiah 49. He's the Messiah of Isaiah 49, 50, 53. You read it. He's the Messiah. He's fulfilled the prophetic word. He is at the right hand of the Father. He will be your judge. He is the judge of the living and the dead. He is the one who has been raised from the dead. This is our pleasure, to preach the gospel. To preach the gospel. And you know, I'm going to just tell you something. We've played around too long. We've played around too long. This is something like life and death. You know, I've seen other denominations that their children are really on fire with the Holy Spirit. And you know, we feed our kids pizza rather than the power of God. We feed our kids bands, and bands are good, rather than bringing them into discipleship, that they go out and pray for the sick. That's right, pray for the sick. My friends, Eric and Eric are both seminarians, okay? Eric and Eric are both seminarians. Is Eric Q and Eric C. Eric Caden and Eric Queen. And now, they were about to do a retreat on a Sunday. This is several weeks ago. And I had just gone out with Eric Queenan, and Eric Caden is my friend. And I said to Eric Queenan, I want you to tell Eric tomorrow when he is giving the retreat with you that his words are going to be beautiful because he's very bright and he loves the Lord. But I want you to tell Eric that he's got to step out and pray over the kids. And you've got to do that for me. So the next day, Eric told Eric, this is what Father Tom said. And so Eric Caden says, we're going to do it. And Eric Queenan says, I'm not comfortable with that. And Eric Caden says, neither am I, but we're going to do it anyway. And they did. And the power of God came on those kids. The power of God came on those kids. Do you understand me? The power of God came on those kids. This is the way it is. This is the way it is. Isn't it wonderful? When you pray over people, things begin to happen. Things begin to happen when you pray over people. God begins to work in their lives. On Saturday, we had so many people who were sick. Cancer and everything. Terrible things. But you know what? I can't absorb that. The only thing I can absorb is to give them hope, because hope does not fail, because the love of God is being poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The only thing I can absorb is to tell them that Jesus is a healer. The only thing I can absorb is to say, now my woman, this woman, Mariana from Colombia, the doctors have told her they can't help her anymore. And you know what I said to her? They're liars, because Jesus can help you. Jesus can help you. Maybe they can't help you, but Jesus can help you. We've got nobody else but Jesus. And we're going to believe that Jesus is going to heal you. That's all I can do, is to believe that Jesus is going to heal you. You know, a doctor says to a woman, we have no more hope for you. Hope does not fail. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. There is always, 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 the Lord wants to do something. I cannot make her better, but I can give her hope. Some people say that's false hope. My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who said they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who said by his stripes we were healed. My hope is in God. My hope is not in some fantasy. My hope, and that's all I can do, is to give a little light. You know, what would you do if the doctor said to you, that's all I can do for you is this? go home and die. No! Jesus! You've got to do something now for this beautiful woman. She's got a baby. Come and move by the Holy Ghost. Come and move in her. Deliver her from that cancer of the shoulder and of the liver. Deliver Mariana from that cancer. Now, by the blood of the covenant, in Jesus' name, be healed. My friends, hope does not fail. Hope. People say, well, that's false hope. Oh, yeah? Was it false hope telling somebody in Syracuse that they were being healed of pancreatic cancer? That's the work of God. That's the work of God. And what does St. Paul say? I will boast about the things that Jesus Christ has wrought in me and through me. I'm not going to boast about my sins. I'm not going to boast about my brokenness, other than to give it to God. I'm not going to boast about the times I get angry with people. No, I'm not going to boast about that. I'm going to ask forgiveness for those things. I am going to boast about what God has wrought in me. And if he could do it in me, he can do it in you. This is real. This is real. I am not talking ragtime. I am not talking ragtime. This is as real as I'm looking out at the sky and the horizon right in front of me. But you've got to walk in faith, and you've got to give yourself to him. And you've got to surrender, and you've got to say, I have no life of my own. I want only your life. Yeah, this is real. And, you know, why do people come to church? Because they're looking for an answer. And Jesus is the answer. Because they're looking for some light. Because Jesus is the light. You know, I cannot stand it when I hear people say, I want to encourage you. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I say to them, give me a royal break. The light is not at the end of the tunnel alone. The light is where you are in the middle of the tunnel. You might not be able to see the light, but Jesus is with you in the middle of the darkness, in the middle of the discouragement, in the middle of the pain, in the middle of your weak crying. Jesus is there, not at the end, because if he's there at the end, who needs him? I need him in the middle of it, when everything's gone sour, when everything's gone bad, when I feel that, you know, God's deserted me, and he's never deserted me. I shall never leave you nor desert you. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. No, no, honey. There's a light where you are today. And he said, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. And there's a hope. There's a hope. There's a hope. There's a hope. And he is your hope. He is your hope. He is your hope. There's a hope. There's a hope. There's a hope. And he is your hope. Do you hear it? He is your hope. Turn to him today. Turn to him today. I'm going to boast in the things that God has done in me. I'm going to boast in the things that God wants to do in me. Listen, he's not even begun in me. I've got great things to do. And you know what the great thing to do today was? Somebody called me up and told me she had no food. And I made her 2 pounds of pasta and sauce and gave her food. That was the great thing I did today. And I'm saying, if I could do that, you can do that too. When somebody's hungry, you give them to eat. When somebody's thirsty, you give them to drink. When somebody's naked, you give them clothes. You say, what great thing did you do today, to Father Tom? You know, I gave the miracle of pasta. That's what I did today. Oh, you didn't raise the dead. No, I filled somebody's stomach. And if I could do that, you can do that too, in the name of Jesus. See, what we consider great, only healings, listen. When somebody's hungry, you give them to eat. When somebody's in prison, you give them visit. When somebody's mourning, you comfort them. When somebody's sick, you visit them. And I do believe in healing, of course. I told you about that. But the great thing I did today was I prepared 2 pounds of pasta for somebody who's hungry, with a nice big loaf of bread and 1/2 pound of butter and tuna fish and bananas and apples. Listen, I'm not looking for a reward. I'm just saying, you know, that's a great thing that I did today, and you can do the same thing. You can do the same thing. You know somebody that's lost somebody, why don't you do something? Why don't you cook a meal for them, for heaven's sake, and do it for heaven's sake. Do it in the name of Jesus. But you say, I'm so weak, and I'm get out of yourself. It is so boring to live in yourself, always thinking about me. I've been there, I know, and I can be there again. How many months have I wasted just thinking about me? I know, I'm not talking to you, and I'm not talking down to you. I'm saying I'm the same way. I'm the same way. It's easy to be that way. There are some times when I go to do a service that I feel like the one who needs the service is Father Tom. He should not be up there doing any service because he can barely get the words out tonight. But I won't let the devil win. I won't. Even if I'm as weak as milk toast, I'll preach my heart out and I'll pray the best way I can. I won't let the devil win. And you shouldn't be letting him win either. Because the conqueror has died and been raised from the dead. His name is Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ has something for you, and the devil's been discouraging you, and it's time to say no more of this foolishness. My life belongs to you, O Lord. And only you can do that, my friends. And it's not in your feelings, it's in what you do. When I was making that pasta today, I had to sit on a chair because my back is hurting, okay? I wasn't feeling like doing it today. You know what I'm saying? That was not what I was feeling like. I was feeling like going upstairs and watch the news and fall asleep. That's what I was feeling. But someone calls up and they're hungry. You know, that's not even Christian. It's human. It's human. If you can't be human, how can you be Christian? Okay, so go do something today for somebody else. Get out of yourself today. Get out of yourself just for today. Listen, I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And you know what? You can give online now. We've really come into the 21st century. You can give online. You'd go on your computer, inseason.net, www.inseason.net. And you can give online. And there are so many talks and television programs that are online that you can watch, and tell people about it. Tell people, especially if they're discouraged. I want to tell people on WROL and other people who get me on the computer, I will be on at 6:30 in the evening from now on, not 7:30. So I tell the people on WROL, the repeat of this broadcast is no longer at 7:30. It's 6:30 in the evening. 6:30 in the evening. I know now the people in Louisiana are hearing me live also. And I was supposed to be doing a tape about that. And you know what? I did the best I could. I'm sorry. But please let people know that Father Tom is on at this hour. No longer at another hour. I'm live. You hear me live in Louisiana now. There's no delay. It's live. What I say, you hear me. So I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And could I ask you to pray for me? Because you know what? for me to do this work, I need your prayers. People have been so good to me saying, you know, I make holy hours for you, and I pray rosaries for you, and I remember you in my prayers every day. I am so grateful for that. I am so grateful because God hears and answers prayer. And I am so grateful that you do those things. And today, Eleanor and Mary and other people who are out in front of the abortion mill, we pray that children will have been saved and women too. And tomorrow they'll be there again, and we pray for them tomorrow. We pray that it won't be raining tomorrow, even though it says it's going to be pouring. We pray that children will be spared not only today but tomorrow. And we pray, God, that you do a miracle. We'll do a great miracle for these people. We pray it in the name of Jesus, the Lord. You know, I was telling the people on WEZE that Jimmy has been asked to do so many roofs that belong to churches that pastors have called them up. And they trust me because I'm not going to advertise Jimmy if he's not the best, okay? So Jimmy is going to be doing many churches, but right now they don't have the money, so he's got free time. And tomorrow's going to rain, and the next day's going to rain, and the rain's going to be on your head. Why don't you just call Jimmy, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, and Jimmy will help you. And he'll give you the best price. He does drain pipes, and he does gutters, and he does chimneys. Jimmy will help you. 617-519-0341. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.